From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a southern suburb of Chicago, a manhunt is continuing for a robber who shot and killed five women at a clothing store last weekend. As relatives and friends mourn at funerals and memorials, a sixth victim who survived is helping police with the investigation. NPR's Cheryl Corley brings us up to date.
There are more than 50 detectives working on this case, and police in Tinley Park have made appeals throughout the week for the public to call a tip hotline to help investigators solve the grisly murders that occurred in this suburb southwest of Chicago. It was last Saturday that a lone gunman entered a Lane Bryant clothing store in a Tinley Park shopping center and herded the women there into a back room. He shot five in the head, killing them, and left another for dead in what authorities say was a botched robbery that has shocked this town.
This tragedy should not have happened in any town.
Ed Zabrocki is the mayor of Tinley Park.
And we are concerned about the safety not only of Tinley Park, but the entire region.
The police department has added extra patrols. They're reviewing security tapes from around the area and investigating more than 200 tips. In the shopping center's parking lot, yellow police tape cordons off an area in front of the Lane Bryant. Several yards away, there's a makeshift memorial. Five white crosses stuck in the snow, each with a victim's name. Throughout the day, people drive by and stop and leave pictures, notes, and flowers.
I was just kind of straightening it up a little bit.
Mark Kovac is arranging the growing collection and talking to people as they pass by. His wife was a close friend of Rhoda McFarland, the murdered 42-year-old store manager who was also a pastor of his family's church.
A lot of the young ladies, I'm talking little girls as far as at the church, turned to her to where she started, you know, a small organization for the girls to strive for excellence. There was so much good about her, you know, I loved her.
The other victims were in their 20s and 30s. Jennifer Bishop, an intensive care unit nurse, Sarah Safransky, who had recently graduated from college, Connie Wolfolk, a real estate agent, and Carrie Chuso, a high school social worker, had all come in the store to shop. The woman who survived has been working with police to craft a composite sketch of the suspect, who's been described as an African-American man in his 20s or 30s, with a large build, a receding hairline, and thick braided cornrows. Tinley Park Police Commander Rick Bruno describes the woman as emotionally raw and says police are interviewing her in stages.
She's been able to go into some generalities about his physical appearance, but in order to get into details, we have to be very careful as to how we proceed and how much she can tolerate.
Police have not released the woman's name, and she is in protective custody. A Kentucky newspaper reported that a couple they identified as the woman's parents said their daughter worked weekends at the store and escaped serious injury when the shot meant for her head grazed her neck. At a press conference this week, Commander Bruno read a letter from the woman in which she called the victims the bravest women she had ever met and offered her condolences to their relatives and friends.
Please know that during the unfathomable events of that day, their thoughts were focused on you and coming home. My heart aches that they were unable to do so.
The first funeral was held yesterday for 33-year-old Carrie Hudak Chuso. Married just a few years ago, the social worker counseled students at her old high school. Sue Anderson also taught there and knew Chuso both as a student and a colleague.
She could handle the toughest kids and the kids with the biggest problems. And my kids in particular that I was teaching, the boys that had difficulties, wouldn't listen to anybody else. She somehow had this wonderful ability to relate to them. We sure miss her. It's a terrible thing.
The parent company of Lane Bryant has offered to pay for all of the victims' funerals and has set up a memorial fund. There is also a $55,000 reward being offered for information leading to an arrest. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.